Among the half-naked men, Callum swung his two-handed claymore down on his opponents. His shoulders and arms were thick, strong, and packed with muscle. A healthy sheen of sweat glistened across his glorious abs. He shoved forward, and the force of his move sent the warrior he fought against stumbling backward. So impressive.
Mother!
Hector raced down the trail toward them, his red hair a bright beacon of colour amongst the green of the moors.
Slow down or you'll trip and fall.
Margaret caught him as he ploughed into her.
Oomph! I have a message for you from Betsy.
His breath came hard and fast.
She said Bayak fell and cries for you.
Oh dear.
She spun and faced Lila.
My daughter. She's learning to walk. I must go and see she's well. I'll return soon and...
She leaned in and squeezed her hands.
Sneak your bag out as I do.
Thank you. I must leave without anyone seeing.
"'Twill be done.
Margaret hurried after Hector. One quick goodbye with Callum, and then she'd be away. She threaded through the battling men, all far too intent on killing each other, as if they were each other's mortal enemy. If this was training, she shuddered to think what an actual battle would look like. She darted through, then fell in behind the one she was after.
"'Callum, I—'
He jerked around.
"'Lila, what are you?'
"'Behind you, Callum!'
The warrior he battled swung his sword. Callum whirled, barely catching his opponent's blow.
"'Get back, Lila!'
A blade whistled past her ear, and hot air pulsed all around. She was blocked on every side.
"'Get back to where?'
"'Hold on to me!'
Callum scooped her against him, then dodged through his warring men until they reached the edge of the flat.
"'I'm so sorry!'
She plastered her face against his chest, her heart beating so loud it pounded in her ears.
I didn't know that would happen.
They canna see any but their opponent when their blood roars for the fight.
He gripped her hand and tugged her into the thick copse of surrounding pine trees. Nesting birds twittered within the highest branches.
How did you manage to slip past the tower guardsman?
I was with Margaret and we didn't have an issue. I needed to come. I had to see you.
Then speak.
He slid his claymore into the sheath strapped to his bare back. Oh, now she had to find a way to say goodbye without actually coming out and saying it.
You left so quickly this morning.
Okay, that was a good start.
That is hardly an adequate reason for the risk you just took with your life.
He backed her against a wide trunk, his gaze dropping to her lips.
I wanted to thank you for saving my life and pulling me from the loch.
You did that last eve.
He dipped his head, urged her lips apart, and from one heart-stopping breath to the next, swarmed her senses with a ferocious kiss. Every inch of her sizzled, burned and throbbed.
Once didn't seem enough,
she said when he finally eased back.
My apologies. I had to kiss you.
He caressed her sides, roamed down and scooped her bottom. He lifted her higher and pressed his hard length against her belly.
Do you feel our connection?
Yes.
She seized his powerful biceps and held on.
I'm not sure what we're going to do about it, though.
I do.
He kissed her again, so deeply their breath mingled as one, his hardness a hot brand that made her tingle all over. Then he cupped her breast and thumbed the peak through her gown.
In the cave, I saw your beautiful hair spread like black silk over my tartan. I've wished since for that vision to come true.
You have a wicked way with words.
She tangled her fingers in his hair and reclaimed his mouth.